we're going to begin this with a question. And the question, friends, is a bit of a challenge for you. Which way do you think is right? Do you think it's right that God has no right to tell me what to do? I will live how I want and believe what I want. Do you think that's right? You're in the majority of this world. But friends, the other option is I should fear God and keep his commandments. In other words, I should search the Bible to find how I should live and I should obey God. Now, those words are actually taken from the book of Ecclesiastes. When King Solomon conducted, I suppose you could call it an experiment. And that experiment was try everything, see what actually gets the best results. There's the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Man has chosen the top one. Because if man had chosen the bottom one, the world would be a very different place. And God has provided that way. We could summarize these things in a couple little sentences here. You see, the way of the tree of life, I would summarize it as this. And I'm going to show you the key ideas of this in a moment. It's the things to be believed and practiced. Now, if we believe something, that is going to have effect on the way we live, isn't it? Is that right? It's only fools that believe one thing and do something else, isn't it? If we believe something, it should affect the way we live. If we believe it's going to rain tomorrow and we've got to walk somewhere, we're going to take an umbrella or something that's going to protect us from the rain. If we believe the things that God has taught us in the Bible, then we need to act it. So the way to the tree of life is the things which are to be believed and practiced. It's the way. It's the things that are to be believed and practiced by those who are desiring to live forever, those who are desiring to partake of that tree of life and live forever in the kingdom of God. This way, friends, of reconciliation has been prescribed by God on the principle that when there is want of harmony between parties, the offenders, and God put man in the Garden of Eden, gave them a law, man broke that law. God didn't. They are the offenders. The offenders have no right to institute the means of reconciliation. So therefore, we should turn to God's word and seek out what God says on how we should live. So we are seeing loud and clear that the first proposition we put, that God has no right to tell me how I should live, by which most of the world lives, that is the wrong way to live. But let's have a little bit more of a look at this way to the tree of life. How's it described in the Bible? Come with me to Deuteronomy chapter 30, where Moses speaks to the children of Israel about that way. And we have an option, friends. There's a way of life and there's a way of death. There's a way that's good. There's a way that's going to bring evil. We can choose it. It's up to us which one we're going to choose. And it all comes down to that question that we asked at the beginning, which is the right way to live? Verse 15. See, this is Moses speaking to the children of Israel a couple of days before he died. And he's giving them reminders of how they should live after his death. See, verse 15, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God and to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. That's what God says. But he gives them another reminder. He says, if thine heart turn away. Notice, if thine heart turn away. If you choose to reject that, so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt draw away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish. And ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to possess it. So in other words, he sets before us those two points that we began with. You can fear God and keep his commandments, or you can reject that and say, I'll live how I like. One is going to bring life and peace. The other is going to bring evil, conflict, and death. Because if you have a look at the morality of the gods that that nation, that all the nations around Israel were serving, it was going to cause huge social problems right at the to begin with, even in that nation. And it did, because they chose that way. But let's have a look what the Lord Jesus Christ says. We're told in John chapter 14 and verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. It's the way through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, through identification with him, through following him, that's going to lead to life. It's the way of truth. It's the way which God set down in the Word of God, which was manifested or shown forth for us as a great example to live by the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can read through the Gospels and see the way he lived. He is our example that we should follow in his footsteps. In Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 8, and in Luke chapter 1, we are told it's the way of peace. Now that's what we want to know about, isn't it? It's very opposite to the way of war. It's the way of righteousness. Now, are all these things linked? Is the way of truth, the way of life, the way of peace, the way of righteousness linked? Well, I submit to you they are. And the scriptures tell us that as well. Because we're told in Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 28, in the way of righteousness is life. The way that is right in the eyes of God leads to life. And in the pathway thereof there is no death. And in Isaiah chapter 32 and verse 17, we're told the work, that is the outworking or the fruit that is produced by righteousness, that is living according to the laws and the ways of God, shall be peace. That's what's going to produce peace. And the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. See how all those things are linked. The way, the truth, the life, coming unto God through the Lord Jesus Christ. That is seeking the way to the tree of life. That is fearing God and keeping his commandments. It leads to peace. It leads to harmony. It's going to lead to eternal life and peace forever. How popular is that? Have you ever sat down at work and had a discussion on righteousness? You'd be mocked, wouldn't you? Most workplaces would mock that. Why is that? Because it's not popular. I want you to come with me to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 7. Because in actual fact, that's what the Lord Jesus Christ had to say to his disciples when he gave what is commonly called the Discourse on the Mount, which we could summarise as the policy speech of the king who's going to rule the earth when he returns to this earth to establish God's kingdom in the near future, friends. And in that policy speech, he described to those who came to hear him that there's two ways. Now, we've seen that, haven't we? We've seen that. The two ways we put up on our first overhead. Verse 13 of Matthew chapter 7. The Lord Jesus Christ says, enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way which leadeth unto destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. You see, that's the popular way, isn't it? It's easy. There's no constrictions on how you live. Do what you like. Who's God to tell me how to live? It's going to lead to destruction. But verse 14, we have the opposite. Because straight is the gate, and narrow, constricted is the way, which leads to life, and few there be that find it. Few there be that find it. And we can parallel this passage with our first overhead. There it is. The broad way says, God has no right to tell me how I should live. I'll live how I like. And the next person says, I'll do the same, but I'm going to do it this way. And I'll do it that way. And you have no right to tell me what to do. And every person does it his own way. And there's a big broad way. It's going to lead to destruction. The other way is fearing God and keeping his commandments. You see, what are the foundation principles of the broad way? Well, the foundation principles are contained in Mark chapter 7. And I'd like you to turn there. Because in Mark chapter 7, the Lord Jesus Christ describes the sort of way of life that people live who are on the broad way, who do what I want to do. In other words, they've rejected what God says and they're going to live how... I've got another quote to put up before you. And that's contained in 1 John chapter 2, verses 16 to 17, where the Apostle John says this, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." Now we could go back to Genesis chapter 3 and we could have a look and we could see how that when Eve listened to the serpent did a little bit of coaching on how to think. Think according to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. You'll see that in Genesis chapter 3 and about verse 6. You see, she was coached by the serpent on how to think. And that's become the natural way that people think when they are not influenced by God. You see, it didn't come from God. It came from the serpent. And what does God say? It's not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof is going to lead to destruction. But he that doeth the will of God shall abide forever. Once again, we've got our two ways, haven't we, being set before us. But the foundation principles of that broad way is lust. Is the lusts that are native to the flesh in which we live, which we all have. And if we don't turn our back on that and obey God, it's going to lead to the way of life that's given to us in Mark chapter 7, where we're told that for from within, in Mark chapter 7 and verse 21, for from within out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these things come from within and defile the man. Now, I want to ask you a question. Of that list, is there any that's going to promote peace? There's not one, is there? Is there any that's going to promote conflict? Well, there's not one that isn't. That's the basis upon which man lives today. That which I want to do, God has no right to tell me what to do. I will live the way I want. That is according to the lust. And our capitalist system works on lust. It works on lust. It works on pride. That's what it runs on. But friends, the other option is I should fear God and keep his commandments. Which way do you think is right?